Well, let's bring the man of the hour, the man of the day, onto the program, Adam Gaudette, newest member of the Canucks, signing a three-year entry-level contract. Adam, congratulations for signing your new professional deal with the Canucks. How does that feel right now?
Oh, thank you. It feels awesome. You know, I'm excited. You know, it was a good 3 years at Northeastern, and decided to take that leap to the next level, and I'm excited to get started.
So how much of a difference in emotion is it? Because I was watching that game against Michigan on Saturday, and what a hockey game it was. You guys came back. It seemed like, you know, you're going to force overtime. That goal comes, and it must have been heart-wrenching losing that game. So what's been the change of emotion from Saturday night to this morning?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a quick turnaround. You know, that game could have went either way, and obviously it ended our season. But, you know, we looked at it as we had a great season overall, and we accomplished a lot of great things. So we kind of dismissed the loss a little bit and just reflected on how good our season was. But, yeah, it's definitely extremely exciting, and it was a quick turnaround. And getting that contract all done and set, and, you know, I couldn't be happier to be in this organization and start my pro career in Vancouver.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there are a lot of fans in the Vancouver area who are very excited to see that as well. Very optimistic for you and your potential. I'm curious, though, you talk about the quick turnaround. Give us a timeline in terms of when, from the time you guys lost out to first contact with the Canucks, discussing contract, how quickly everything came into place. Because I think a lot of fans, as quick as it is in reality, they're disappointed that the contract wasn't signed yesterday. So walk us through that timeline a little bit.
So I came home Saturday night. You know, it was a nice quick ride from Worcester, so it wasn't far at all. But, we got things going on Saturday with my agent and my family. We sat down for about 2 hours, and we had conversations with Jim Benning and Coach Green. And, you know, they all went really well, and everybody seemed really happy. And then we kind of got everything done yesterday and just waited till today to let everybody know through, you know, social media and whatnot. But it, I think we kind of expected, knew and expected that this was going to happen. And we just had to, you know, just go over things, and it turned out great, and happy where I'm at, happy with the contract. And I couldn't be more excited to be here.
You mentioned the conversation with Coach Travis Green. Has he given any indication in terms of, will you play center, the wing, expectations in terms of ice time or anything like that?
A little bit. I know I'm going to be, you know, they're going to let me start out on center, and, you know, they're going to let me play my game, and I'm excited about that. I think Coach Green is somebody who I'll really get along with and, you know, really play, do well playing for. I'm just excited to get in there and, you know, bring my style of game to the team, and I'm looking forward to being the best player and teammate I can in this organization.
We're talking to Adam Gaudette, the newest member of the Canucks organization, signing a three-year entry-level contract with the team after being a fifth-round draft pick a few years ago. Now, Adam, how important was it for you to get a chance to play a few games before the season ends this year?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, it kind of test the waters a little bit, and I'm excited to get a few games in. And, you know, this is my dream to come true ever since I was a little boy, so I couldn't be any more thrilled. And, you know, this will kind of give me a sense of what to expect for the next year, and it'll give me a sense of what I need to really focus on for this summer. And I know this is going to be a huge summer for me physically, and I'm excited to, you know, get in there and play my first game.
In terms of things you want to work on, when we talked to you just about just over a month ago, I guess, you mentioned your skating. What else, though? What areas of your game, and I guess physically for your body, do you see that you need to work on and have improvement?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that this level, the highest level of hockey, it's so physically demanding, and I think that's what, you know, I need to focus on the most is filling out my body a little more and stepping up that next step and getting a little bit quicker. And I know my skating isn't the smoothest, but it gets the job done. So just getting a little bit more foot speed and putting a little bit more weight on, and, you know, getting a little bit heavier. And I think that comes into play this summer. And that's why this summer is just such a big summer for me. And I'm excited to, you know, get going here. And I know with the training staff and strength and conditioning with Vancouver, we're in a great spot here.
I know we asked you a little bit about some of the other interests you have outside of the game. I'm a big believer in having a lot of balance in your life, and I know you're just a young guy coming out of college, but do you have anything that maybe the fans don't know about you that you'd want to share, or tell us some insider secret on what you like to do away from the rink?
I always grew up with my two younger brothers who are, 3 years younger than me. So I was always outside playing around with them. We always were fishing or something like that, playing street hockey, football in the backyard. But, I don't have any really interesting talents or anything. I just, I enjoy the outdoors. I like being outside. I like, spending time with my family and my friends and whatnot. So I think that's why I fell in love with Vancouver. It's just such a beautiful city, and walking around there is awesome. And I can't wait to get back out there and, be out there for hopefully a long time.
Well, in Vancouver, I mean, at least in recent memory, there's been some really good American players here. Obviously, Ryan Kesler, who a lot of fans sort of try to compare you to, but one young player on this team right now is injured, but has sort of been taking the breath away of Canucks fans, is Brock Besser. What do you know about Brock Besser as a player, and are you excited about being on the same team as him?
Yeah, I mean, Brock and I knew each other before we were both drafted, and, we became friends, and it's awesome to see how well he did in the USHL, and then how well he did in NCAA at North Dakota. And his game transitioned very well, and he made that jump last year, and he had an unbelievable rookie season. It's tough to see him hurt right now, but because you hate to see that with anyone. But regardless of being hurt, he still had an unbelievable rookie season, and that just goes to show that how good the NCAA is doing in developing players. And it's good for me to see too, because it kind of shows that I'm not that far off, and it's right in front of me to grasp. And I think it's just mine to lose. So it's definitely refreshing to see the college guy, American guy, mm-hmm. doing things like that, and it just shows that there's a lot of potential for other guys to do the same thing.
Well, your teammate and good friend Dylan Sakura just signed with the Chicago Blackhawks. He was a senior. Did you try to talk to him about becoming a free agent in the summer, signing with the Canucks, so you guys could both be on the same team? Did you bug him about that at all?
Yeah, I chatted about it a little bit, and we kind of laughed about it. But he's ready to make that jump as well, and he's excited to get out there and play a few games. So yeah, I think he fits really well into that organization, and I don't think he really wanted to wait until, August to get that, but I'm happy for him. He's a great player, and he was a great linemate and teammate the past 3 years, and couldn't be any more happier for him. Same thing with Nolan Stevens. He signed with St. Louis yesterday as well, and he's going to go out there this week too, and it's really something special to see that our whole line has made that jump to the next level.
Now, I have one more question for you, Adam. I'm curious if you are aware of what number you're going to be wearing with the Canucks yet.
Oh, yeah, I already figured that one out. I'm going to be wearing 88.
Whoa, 88. All right.
Yeah.
The Dros. Yeah, big shoes to fill.
Hey, yep. Adam, listen, we know you got to catch a flight. Thanks for making some time for us. Congratulations on officially being a member of this organization. And we're speaking for all Canucks fans. Welcome to the club. Welcome to Vancouver. And we look forward to seeing you on the ice this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me.
Sportsnet 650.